Now we turn to the French Lieutenant's Woman.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
The only way that I can describe the new intro video, especially the front part, is that it made Rob look tougher.
See, that's not my takeaway. My takeaway,
I thought it made you look. It made you look like a manly man.
I'm not the winner because I have a huge nose, thanks to AI.
It was not my nose. Yeah, but you look like you could win a fight.
I don't.
You look like a pirate.
Never looked that way.
You look like a pirate.
I'd be a lousy pirate, Mike.
I mean, it looks like you could, you could really get out there and get her done with that. And I like my animation too.
I think yours is the best.
Mine makes me look like, not necessarily younger, but thinner, maybe. I don't know.
I figured out the trick for Mike O'Mara AI.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah. You put on a hat. Because it's always the hair that upsets you. So if I make you wear a hat, it's passable.
Is it the look that upsets me, Josh, or is it just the AI mistake that makes?
It could be, it's a little of both.
That might be.
Yeah, AI is far from perfect.
I know. We'll have more about that in the show today because it's everywhere. It seems to be much like back in the day, and I'm old enough to remember, when all the new tech came into play with the modern intranets, and it seems to be
compact discs and carts.
It kind of like when the internet became a thing, we were all kind of unsure of what it was, and then we got used to what it was, and then it became indispensable. And that's exactly the road we're traveling with AI.
Can you think of in the past? I remember, Mike, you were actually employed at the time by the compact disc innovators, WAVA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you remember a major technology thing in your lifetime that you embraced right away without giving it a look askance?
The wheel. I said, this
thing is great.
Oh, no, the wheel, the real wheel. I said, this is going to make things so much easier. Getting my, getting my wheat to the market.
Didn't you look at your other caveman friend and say, isn't this great?
isn't this great? So let me just share, it's always something, right? That is the fluid that is left of my liquid IV, fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, when, after I tanked the entire thing, 1 minute before I was connecting with the guys. And so
I'm guessing
that's
that
how
is
my
a,
morning started.
That looks to me like it might be a 32-ounce cup. Could it be a
quart? Close. Might be one of the original. I'm not sure. Nope, it's the new one. It's the new red cups that I got.
I see.
And how was cleanup?
Cleanup was frantic, but I've done it enough.
But efficient.
Well, no, I've done it enough and been around audio equipment enough to know what you have to do. If you people that are slow on the pickup, slow on the take, will not be able to respond to that. But in broadcasting, we know immediately vital electronics anywhere. Put them anywhere above the water, above the liquid. That's what you have to do.
Get them out of there.
And then do a quick check on all the vitals. But my morning...
Are your pants saturated?
No. It all went kind of on the table in front of me, and then I was able to shove it off the table, off the console, and onto the floor, which is probably very damp right now.
No,
but
that's
thank
a
you.
Blessing, is what that
to
is.
To me, and listen, this is to everybody in all lines of work. Oh, right under the pen. Right under the pen, a little bit of liquid that I missed.
I hope it's not ink.
No, it's just a little liquid. And note to all broadcasters, be aware, always have a microfiber towel handy. They're very convenient. They clean lenses, they clean cameras, they clean glasses. They're very, very handy. And I just think that I'd share that with everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Monday, April 13th, 2026. And it is, we have done 10,000 shows.
That's right. This year,
you can eat. So, Mary,
are you a little crispy?
No, I'm doing fine. I had a great weekend, and I'm rested. Got to sleep later, but I mean, but got plenty of sleep because Michael goes to school 1 hour later. And
spring break is over, so he got to go to school today.
Go to school today, and it just seems at his particular school, you know, we pay them to educate him, but they don't really work. There's no day. 1 hour later. So 9 o'clock, he goes in at 9 a.m. instead of 8 a.m. on Monday. Mm-hmm. That's they do it.
Next week it's 10 a.m. Right.
Right. I think
the kids have a rough weekend.
It was winter break, then it's spring break. It might be week before school ends break. I don't know how many more breaks he is going to get. But I will tell you this, that before the break, the Monday before his school break, Mrs. O'Mara took him to school. And Mrs. O'Mara is definitively one of the is the morning routine coordinator. I think in afternoon baseball, I might play a role, but as far as the morning, especially the first morning of the week, she is the communicator.
Who is the better morning person? You are from years of training.
I mean, yeah, I don't. I'm up no matter what, and right. I get stuff done earlier than later. I'm much better. If you get me at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., I'm much better than I would be at 6 p.m.
Like 6 when we used to get all our business calls?
Constantly. So last night, because we had a very long weekend of baseball, I went to bed later, and I said, you know, we usually set the alarm for 6. I said, can you set it for 7 a.m.? And she did. And then when I woke up this morning, I said, well, I got a little bit of a fire drill. Got to take a quick shower. And it's not like I like to linger in the shower, but I like to take I like to exfoliate and, you know.
Of course. Get between the toes, dear.
This was quicker than normal because I've got to get going. I got to get things ready. Right. And as a matter of fact, Josh, I think I sent you – did I send you two videos over the weekend?
You did. Yes.
Okay. I don't remember what I sent you. I know that one's a little lengthy and a little dirty when it comes to potty mouth. Can't help that because it's a guy that's funny. And then there's another one I sent. The other one was
a video of you firing Josh, right?
No, I would never fire Josh. He's indispensable. Well, nobody's indispensable. Weren't we told that one time?
Yeah.
Weren't we told that more than once?
Often, yeah. We almost got a T-shirt that said it.
No one's indispensable.
Mm-hmm. We're quite dispensable, Mike.
Yes, yeah, most definitely.
I sent you. You sent me a James Brown clip. And then a clip about
good,
a dog.
Good, good. Well, let's do a palate cleanser. I love these. I never get tired of these, especially when they're new to me. I hope they're new to you as well. Let's start the show with a little James Brown. It's a brief one right here. I hope you enjoy
Godfather
this.
Godfather of Soul, Mike.
Morning wake up call for everybody. Let it roll, Josh Soroka. Here we go. Hi.
Mike, you've treated us to several of those videos where they redub the artist.
Right.
That is by far the most disgusting one because you hear like nasal trouble. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Can you hear the snorting?
One more time, Josh, just for the audio.
This is fun. I think that is comic genius when they do those.
I really do.
Now, where was I before I play you the lengthy one from my new favorite guy on the internet? So it was to bed, a later set of the element, and I'm sitting there doing, hopefully getting everything done before I have to come in here, and I hear from the bedroom.
Mike?
And I just hear it enough to go, you know, obviously I know that she is still doing her work.
Right.
Abed. And I said, did you call me? Yeah. Michael, school, Michael. I said, what?
So she rises and like grabs the laptop and begins her day in the bed?
Usually.
Okay. Yeah.
But right. But quite often she's getting ready earlier than me when I get done doing what I do. You know, it's flexible, Rob. It has to be. It has to be flexible because
well, you're a modern marriage. And,
modern marriage. Modern marriage. Yeah.
No ideas, Rob. You can't do the show from the bed. We need
That's
you to get
true.
Out.
And but I would be the second most likely to do the show from a bed if it was offered.
Why?
Because you would be in bed if you could.
Me?
Yes.
No, you're confusing the fact that I used to, in the other studio, have my feet up.
No, I'm confusing the fact that you're the only person I know that has ever eaten a steak in bed. I think
I don't think I'm the first person that's ever eaten a steak in bed.
You're the first that I was aware
of. With sides? like a full plate?
I don't know. That's a great question because I think that you do have. By the way, I had Cheerios late last night and realized that I had a smaller bowl that was brimful with the Cheerios.
Yes.
And that is not a bed snack. That's
no.
just not going to work on
well,
any level.
Well, I mean, they're basically like a.
It's a life preserver.
Well, yeah, they're floating.
In the water, you can eat. In the milk,
exactly,
you can eat.
Yeah, you're doomed. You're absolutely doomed.
So it's flexible. The schedule is flexible. And it changes. And I get that. But I still, as I stress to Mrs. O'Mara, I rely on her to be kind of the great communicator of the beginning of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the door open? I thought I closed it.
You did, Mike.
I think she's snuck in.
No.
How's that? Hope I didn't hit you in the face.
We're going to open the door.
Anyway.
Yeah, what's on your hand?
I don't know.
Is it juice from your spill?
Is it one of those Trump bruises?
Yeah.
Just old man?
It's a Trump bruise.
Oh, I thought it was.
I scratched it, and this is what
sauce.
Happens. Look at that. Look at that talon. Look at that.
Mike, you still have beautiful hands.
I think I'm a very young 66, but that's like a 90-year-old's.
Yeah,
hand
but
right
what
there.
About your feet? Your beautiful feet.
My feet. You could compare my feet, and I am not exaggerating. You could compare my feet to a 21-year-old man's foot.
A 21-year-old woman's foot.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that, ass. Don't do that.
But no, your feet are famous for not only being beautiful,
right?
But young,
but
also
ageless, actually.
Mike, no odor.
By the way, well, I've seen.
They don't
I was
see the sun.
Last a couple of weeks them. Ago, I was at Jason's Deli, and if you are going to come into a place where other people are eating with your Birkenstocks on, you horrible pig, at least have
easily
toenails.
Easily my worst trait.
It's disgusting. I don't want to see your toes unless they are flawless. And even then, I don't think open toe in any eatery for a man is acceptable.
What about
at all.
Open toe with like a medium heel?
No, it's disgusting. And this guy was
courtesy,
so gross.
Mike,
I went right to his feet. I look at his feet, and he's waddling over to the ice cream bar.
Is he fat?
You get his free. No, he's medium. He's not in great shape.
Okay. There's plenty of women who should have closed shoes as well.
They are, but I mean, the woman, by its very nature of fashion with women, you know, the open toe is much more common. Women's footwear is much more commonly open-toed than
I have not
men.
Worn Birks yet this spring, and know this, as a courtesy to others, I always get a full pedicure before I break them out.
But you don't reset your audio every day, so that's why you snap, crackle, and pop every day unless we tell you to. So you have to go and come back because you're snap, crackling, and popping again.
The problem that will freaking never be fixed. You know what's
is
odd
continuing today?
Is it only happens, Mike, when you're on here?
Okay,
I can't figure out what it is.
No, I think it could.
You hear
be.
It too, though, right?
I do. Yeah, I was gonna push him. I was hoping we could make it to the break and he could cut out during the commercial.
Yeah.
But no, it only happens on this show. When I have him on other shows, he doesn't do it.
And really?
I have not figured out what it is. If it's the video clips he's loading or if it's some weird connection.
I don't think to the regular listener out there it's a big deal, but for us it kind of distracts us. So
yeah,
that's what we deal with.
You know,
I don't think
it's a mic entering the studio thing. I think it's a going live on our StreamYard thing.
So it's a platform.
It could be. It could be going live on StreamYard.
So yeah. I'm back. I hear Mike.
That's cool.
And I'm like, I don't have time today. And when she puts her foot down, she puts her foot down. And it's obvious to me that I am going to do that. And the good news is that the little man was in fine spirits, which is very, very unusual for a week off and then back to school. But that's what happens when you keep them occupied. When they can't F off all the time. Mm-hmm. He was going. He was sore today. You ready for the total baseball games over the weekend?
Sure.
Six.
Too many.
Six games. Six games that he played. That he played start to finish. So he
was,
but he was
two,
in fine.
Two and two Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or
no? It was one on Saturday morning, one on Saturday evening, and then it was five games. No, excuse me. Check, reset, rewind. Small net football bet. It was two on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It was a game on Saturday night.
Okay.
And then three on Sunday. Because they went to the championship in the tournament they were playing in. So finished. Yeah.
He was on the same team for all the games?
No. One game Saturday night, it was his rec team. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm proud of him. And
Sunday, he was
well.
Playing for the Mariners.
Yes. He got called up. Mariners are a minor league, AAA affiliate.
Yeah.
So I get to school. And the bottom line, what did I write down here? Communication is important in a marriage. Carla makes the rules. I think that just stands by itself right there.
Yeah.
I don't think we need any more explanation to that.
At what point in the communication, which communique, as they would say in World mm-hmm. War II, did you realize that you had to do it?
She has a tone that indicates to me that I've got to just hustle mm-hmm. and get my work done and come in here and prep things earlier so that, because if I'm late, I will, it's the tone that tells me, this is immovable. This is not going to, because there is
so
flexibility.
As soon as you heard Mike, knew.
Pretty much. I can't. No. And here's the tone. All right. Say, Rob, I can't do it. I've got show prep right up to go time. All right.
So, okay,
say,
here we go. Right.
And I'll do the tone. All right.
Okay. Listen, honey cakes. I can't do that. I've got prep until show time.
No, I've not gonna do it.
That's the tone that tells me it doesn't matter.
You know what I would call that, and I get it in my house too, is the teacher tone.
Yes. No, you're taking him.
Exactly.
And in fairness to her, she is longer hours. She has double dipping that she does because she works for the national telehealth company and she works for her own brick and mortar. And I respect uh-huh. that. But at the same time, I say... and then I got her on the argument because I came in after I dropped Michael off. I said, we have to communicate. And she looked at me and she says, nothing's changed. And that's where I had her. I said, oh, yes, the week before break on Monday, you took him. And she knew it. And I was right. And not only did I do something. Well, when you win based on memory, it's a triumph. You almost want to hear the angels sing because when you win based on memory, I have very little winning, and I have very little memory. So the fact that I was right,
they walk hand in hand.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was truly a beautiful thing. But
Mike, I've been married nearly 30 years, and sometimes I don't even take the wins because it's not worth it. What's going to follow them?
No, I didn't. I didn't gloat. It was too. Time was of the essence, so I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't gloat.
Now did she by any chance counter with the fact things have changed? School's an hour later now.
No, it's been this hour.
That's always a Monday thing.
No, this was...
Oh, it's a Monday thing.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a Monday thing.
Was the spill part of your dance?
The spill was really...
victory dance. Yes.
The spill was, I got him, and God, this bus driver... You know what's a great thing is this bus driver is just got the best attitude, and he has never... The only thing he's ever been guilty of is when I sigh because he's waiting there, because he's early.
Oh.
And to have, I've gone through, I think every parent has at one mm-hmm. point with kids in school, the chronically late bus drivers.
The worst.
But this guy just doesn't do it. And so I was really happy. Got back on time. And that's when, right at the last minute, with no urgency whatsoever, ready to go, I knocked over the flagon of fluid. But that's not what I want to do here. I want to share with you I have fancied myself a storyteller from the word go. It's kind of what my broadcast career has been marked by. If something interesting happens, even something dull, but it's got a nice, interesting spin to it, I can spin that tale and hopefully make it interesting to you. That's what I hope I can do. I try to do that. There, and I have also had many, many moments based on being a pet owner where I have described pet accidents. Sure. But there is a guy, I'm sorry I don't have his name on the tip of my tongue, but I've now watched a couple of videos that he has submitted. One is his pool. I believe the series is called My Effing House. And this, as someone who is a connoisseur of describing a pet accident, this is one of the finest I've ever seen. This guy has a pet problem. And, yeah, the S word will be in it. I'm sorry.
Right. I mean, that's what he's dealing with.
So if you see the guy, there's just something about his manner that makes me laugh out loud. I hope you feel the same way. And maybe his name will show up on the video. I'm not sure. But let's roll this description of this fine home.
In the middle of the night, my 100-pound dog diarrhea everywhere. Not a peep out of him either. There were three catastrophic diarrhea shits throughout my house, and not a single bark, not a single distress call was thrown into the son woke me up in the morning, and when he opened the door, the smell of sewage, death, and despair washed over me. I don't know that I ever wanted to find out how much would break a human spirit, but I know now. It's three. There was one that looked like he used an explosive component to set it off. Just, I don't know how that could have been a natural exit from a living mammal's body. The force. There's a CSI investigator somewhere on this planet that would have been fascinated to study the trajectory and the impact crater of what I found.
And if diarrhea throughout your home isn't bad enough, my teenage son threw his Crocs on and it looked like what he did was tap dance in the and then danced throughout the house. So there were just little feet prints of everywhere as well. I love this. We should do this again another time.
Wow.
His name is Derek Cahill.
Derek Cahill is a very funny gentleman, and keep him coming. That reminds me,
Mike, of this was some time ago, and I know we were set to discuss it. I don't know if we ever did, about a hate letter that was sent to the Roomba Corporation, because what happened is they had scheduled their robot vacuum to go in the night, and they actually sent a map to Roomba of the trail of that the Roomba did around the entire room.
Does he have to do the edits every time you say that word, Josh? Do you have to edit that every
Rob time? Does the edits.
I do that.
You do the edit? You're making more work for yourself.
He does the edits.
Yeah. Oh, good. So you're making more work for yourself. Otherwise, I was going to say, that's okay if you don't mind, right? If you're good at that, right? Editing that out.
Mike, I used to have a motto with Charlie Broyhill. I said, if we have to edit the word S, just bleep the dot on the top of the I.
That's funny. I like that. That
but
works.
Yes, I've been doing it a lot. And it's a lot easier than we used to have a reel of beep that we had to slice into the
piece.
And I imagine you've gotten good where you can just see it in the waveform.
I've not gotten to that level yet, but
look, I don't care, you know. Look. Oh, I can't whisper the second word. All right.
No.
You.
Me?
You. You.
I like watching you try to use your mouth and butt and finger at the same time.
I know.
It's like your brain can't process both of them.
It's like rubbing your head and patting your stomach, you know?
Yeah. Can you
I'm
do
a
that?
Fucking idiot. What?
Can you do the belly head thing?
Oh, yeah. All right. So what do you want me to do? Tap?
Rub your belly and tap your head.
All right.
Well, good job. How about you, Josh? Can you rub your belly and tap your head?
Drummers can do that. I'll do the top so people can see it.
Are you really rubbing your belly, though? Okay, good.
There you go.
Josh is having trouble.
Am I having trouble?
Yeah, you're having trouble with the, and you're ruining the faux hawk. You're really ruining.
I'm sure I'm ruining the faux hawk.
And yeah, Rob's doing it at the same speed that he runs. Rob was doing like this. You remind me of some of the kids in the Little League tournament.
Mike? Yeah. There you go.
You're tapping both.
No,
he's
not.
Going up and down. Go in a circle on your chest.
We are and the Mike, dumbest show
you
in
can,
the world.
You can talk all you want about me running. I don't run. Don't like it. Will never run again.
The story that always goes, your mom and dad used to sit on the porch and watch you run for their own amusement.
Because it was funny, because I'm a bad runner, yes.
Were you a washing machine runner? You know, in baseball, we analyze technique of running.
What is that?
Where you locomote by going left, right, left, right, no, and where you're supposed to go.
I was a trash compactor runner.
Not really sure. I'm trying to get that in my
me
mind.
Me neither. I just thought
trying
it was the most obscure appliance.
I really have to apologize to my son for one of his at-bats where my automatic inner snark. Michael had a pretty good game. He had a pretty decent game. Pitched a little bit. Did a little bit of everything. Played, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 positions at one point during the weekend. That's what makes you valuable. That's how good a player he is.
I've seen a video like that.
Is he a superstar? No, he's not. He's nowhere near. He's got a long way to go before he's going to be a lock for making his varsity team.
People make millions being a bench player that can just go into any spot for an inning.
The boy can play multiple positions. He can. He can play any position in the infield, and he catches and he pitches. So that's what he does. The only thing he's not is an outfielder. He just hasn't played the outfield since he played. But
isn't the outfielder where some of the less notable players are sent sometimes?
Man, you know, Rob, it's funny. I don't want to get into the weeds with baseball because I talk about it too much. But my God, the players with the good teams that really have the ringers, you know, that come in from, you know, national programs that they all play well. And then the outfielders are in the outfield for one reason, because they have great arms. That's it. And they all make plays.
More about throwing it back into the game of play than
catching. The right guys. And so, he played a lot. But I think towards the end of the day, maybe the second to last game or the last game, I think it was the last game, where he struck out and took two, like, right down the middle and then whiffed at one that was out of the strike zone. And I got in really, really big trouble because my real snark, you've been the recipient of this, Rob, for a long time. And I said, because I forgot. I thought I was dealing with you and not my son. And I said, great at bat. And Carla's like, you stop it right now. I said, I'm sorry.
See, that's the weird thing. When I heard you say that, it didn't mean a thing to me.
I know.
Because I've heard it from you for 30 years.
And by the way, he's heard it from me too. So, I mean, he's used to my
public. Chasm. Yeah.
It's all the other parents that's the issue.
There's one little, almost, you play, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You play 5 games in these tournaments if you go to the last one, the championship. And they won a championship their last tournament. And they came in runners-up for this, the one yesterday. I'm going to tell you something that Mrs. O'Mara, she gets a little feisty too. Where I don't know what was going on, but it was some dispute with the umpire, and our side was just going, oh, come on. That's like, come on.
Right.
And the lady from the other team yelled over, calm down. And Carla said, you shut up. And said, the lady comes back with, you shut up. That's all it was. It doesn't sound like much, but it sure was at the moment.
That's a lot. At a kid's sporting game, that's a lot.
When I lean over because Carla's closer to their side than I am, and I go, excuse me?
That's when you don't need to know what the fight's about. You just take a side.
Yeah. And so, Octavia, God bless you. Thank you for backing my wife up. Thank you.
You didn't handle it the way that I would have handled it,
mm-hmm.
which is, ladies, let's all calm down. Come on.
Calm down is like when you want somebody not to be calm, you tell them to calm down. Yeah. That's about the worst thing you can ever say. But
calm down. How about a little kiss?
So when you look, if you're for anybody who can occasionally be an a-hole, and I think everybody can be, some more than others, Mike O'Mara, you actually you have to own your a-holedom, especially when it comes to something that's meaningless, like a sporting event. By the way, Josh, I got to give you some compliments on that T-shirt. What's that logo? That's a fine looking.
It's the new Orioles.
Oh, he gets them before before the public gets them, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's because China gets them before the public gets
them. Man, do I love that.
They unveiled him on Friday, and what's nice for me is Fanatics is based in Jacksonville, so it's like an overnight shipping.
Hey, I have a question for you. Do you think there is a chance, and this would be a good chance, do you think that the Baltimore Orioles could be incorporating green into their color palette? Because that looks good to me.
They always have, because the stadium is mostly green.
Right.
So the City Connects this year for the Orioles lean into the stadium inspiration. So we have green, which is really nice.
Am I really truly out of the loop to not know what a City Connect jersey is? What does that mean?
They are different jerseys that has a theme. Like, for example, there was a bumper sticker, I think after the marathon bombing, that was yellow and blue. I'm not sure whether that's the reason. I don't know. But but the Red Sox wear blue and yellow
last year the Red Sox got new City Connects, which are the Green Monster Green.
Green Monster Green, which is so it's various reasons that they do this.
They try to make it that will connect with the people in that team and something new and different. It's a money-making opportunity.
This is the year the Red Sox... Hold on, Rob.
I wanted to tell you one thing, because over the weekend, at one point, Carla saw me laughing and looked at me and said, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "I was just saying to myself, B-ton, because B-more is what." And Rob said to me, "When are your B-ton jerseys going?" And I will randomly start laughing at it when I thought of him saying B-ton. That was just so funny.
I was kidding because I've seen the Red Sox City Connect, and the color they're using is likely to lose lavender.
Not this weekend, though. A little better. A little better this weekend. So it was fun, but I'm also here to tell you that you can get in the trap of bad eating when you go to these tournaments, because there's nothing there but a snack bar, and it's all crap, and it's all bad for you. And then after the game, when it's been a long time, you're driving home, you don't want to cook anything at home, so it's bad food there, bad food, bad food, bad food. So back to the
grind. Did they have any of what I always question as being legal? Were they selling anything out of a crock pot?
No, because this was a chain run.
Look at
concession
that.
Stand. Yep. Mm-hmm. Run by the good people at Rib City.
So you could buy ribs and a little hug beverage.
Early morning, Saturday morning, 8:30, I said to Mrs. O'Mara, we were out of here. We were running late and didn't get my coffee. And I said, she said, "I'm pretty sure they have coffee at the concession stand." I said, "Yeah, but sometimes that's suspect." I want to tell you that the coffee that they served me on Saturday morning, it the flavor, I believe, you know how like a Starbucks will flavor something with mocha or vanilla,
cinnamon.
This was, I believe, flavored with some sort of transmission product from a local mechanic shop. And then later in the weekend, I had me a Diet Mountain Dew, because that's what baseball parents do. And when the ice melted, it was the same flavor. So it's the water. Or it's the water they have.
Yes, that's absolutely it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine why it would taste bad. I mean, the fields are located right next to a sewage treatment plant. I don't understand.
Now, did you see them filling the coffee urn before they brewed it from the sprinklers on the field?
Right. It's that reclaimed water.
Reclaimed water.
Cup of reclaimed coffee.
Yeah, well, a big sign up that says reclaimed from right next door. Yeah. Anyway, we have to take a break. And when we come back, we've got news later on. We have a medical report. We have a wedding someone went to.
Yes.
Lots on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back after this message.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA pet health insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA pet health insurance plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Hey, cruisers, I do want to remind you, we got cruising.
Oh, yeah.
In January of next year. We are doing it well in advance. You asked us to do this. The price points are much more favorable. We are going to be leaving from Tampa, Florida. We're going to be traveling through the Western Caribbean with a strip. Yeah, we'll strip. A trip to Cozumel, and should be a lot of fun. So go to the Mike O'Mara Show website for all the information you need on the cruise. It's probably right there with cruise. That's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen,
we thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You.
All right. Let me see. Is it working today after my... This is a test. Yay! It worked.
Mike,
it didn't get flooded.
Great.
So glad that I raised my soundboard up on stilts. The U.S. military announced that it will begin a blockade. Oh, God. Of all Iranian ports and coastal areas on Monday, as President Donald Trump sought to pressure Iran in a move that risks driving oil prices even higher and renewing the war. The announcement set the stage for a showdown as Iran immediately responded with threats on all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. It seemed, I know it was a marathon talk they had with JD over the weekend.
21 hours or something.
But, you know, I still, it didn't seem like it was.
Do
it seemed like it happened right away.
After 21 hours, he was able to get to his story about making love to the couch.
JD. I got my brother-in-law sent me a picture of, you know, that marathon is going. It's only the future of the world with, you know, World War III potentially in the balance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of, and there he is at his WWE fight. You know, watching MMA with his buddy Dana White.
I'm so glad his mascara didn't run.
Duh, Dana White. What's that?
I'm glad his mascara didn't run.
Security in the, we're talking about two different leaders.
Yeah, you're
different guys. Yeah, I was talking about Trump himself.
Trump went to the UFC.
I was still back to Vance, though.
I know, you're doing all the patented jokes about J.D. Vance, which, you know, I'm glad he's in charge.
Mike, I hold those patents.
Yes, I know you do. Security in the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman is either for everyone or no one, the Islamic Republic of Iran said on their broadcast Monday. No port in the region will be safe. And that's a statement from the Iranian military and the Revolutionary Guard. So that just sucks, right? Sucks for everybody.
That's also why we chose Cozumel, because it'll be open when we cruise.
Or so we think.
Well,
or so we hope, right?
Exactly, yes.
A new study from the University of Ottawa found that sending emojis at work aren't doing anything to help your image. In fact, they might be hurting it. Positive emojis like a smiley face are safe, but they don't really add much. Researchers found that they work fine with positive messages, but plain text still comes across as the most professional. Right. And the one emoji you should never send is the angry face. Sending an angry face can seriously hurt how coworkers see you. Even your nickname, I'm sorry, even if your message is totally reasonable, that little angry face can make you seem less capable. Another news story from the unprofessional Mike O'Mara show where emojis abound. Mostly the thumbs up emojis and the love.
But this weekend, right? I got a lot from Mike. You several times sent me the eggplant and the splash.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? Do your own figuring out on that one, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Really, because that's just the way we roll.
But I'm going to speak to HR, but I think I am HR, so never mind.
Sorry, don't drop the soap. If your teen loves video games but isn't interested in coding or engineering or the hard stuff, there's a new career path to consider: working at the airport. And no, I'm not talking about driving old people around on golf carts.
Hudson News.
The Federal Aviation Administration and Department of Transportation are targeting a new generation of air traffic controllers, video gamers. If you haven't heard, air traffic controllers are understaffed. There are a lot of reasons, including government gridlock, but it's generally considered to be an excellent job with good pay benefits, although it can be intense and stressful. On Friday, the FAA will open a new round of applications, and their latest campaign is targeting young adults who love video games. Why does that make me unsettled?
Because you're gonna get on the listen to the intercom. They're gonna be yelling at the pilot. Says that was low key fire, dude. Stop it.
That's gas.
That is gas.
That's my latest one. I got that one over the weekend. That's gas. That's gas. I don't know. It just seems to me that video gamers and electric bikers are cut of the same cloth. Where it's just like they don't want to be doing anything formal. You were going to speak to this,
but
Josh.
It makes sense because what they are, the ones that are good at video games are really good with the hand-eye coordination and controlling things and taking a lot of inputs at once. And
oh, that's true. You know what? You do like have
best,
to have a
like
lot of
Fortnite
things going
players
on.
And stuff have a lot going on.
Then teach them to play piano. I don't want these losers.
They don't like
the
piano.
No.
They don't want to play piano. Nobody wants to play piano.
And this is way better than recruiting them as drone operators.
What did you say? You wanted to be a piano player?
No, I want a piano player.
You want
like that? Wouldn't it be great to have a piano in your house and guy to just play it all day, like at Nordstrom?
You want to go back to the old days when you just have a slave that sits up there and
he's
plays
not
piano.
A slave. I pay
You're
him.
You're gonna pay
in this fantasy? Yes, in this, and he works from like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if there's a party, maybe later.
You know, occasionally you'll say something where at that particular moment, I wonder whether you've eaten a gummy before the show or not.
None gummy.
All right.
He blew up my Facebook page yesterday. He had to be into the gummies.
No,
yesterday.
I was just challenging myself.
You know, it's always fun when you put out a comment to try to get a question to try to get some help, and Rob responds with 500 answers.
That are all jokes.
Like,
that
there was only like
puns.
25.
It's all puns.
Yeah. You're learning, aren't you, Josh? Are you learning? Yeah. What you got here? You've got nothing productive.
Well,
you got all
stick. Do I just delete this or do I let it go?
Yeah. Yeah. You just shake your head ruefully and realize that problem solving is not his forte. Shtick is his forte. That's what he will do.
My true answer is the Epcot German restaurant. That's my true answer.
What was he looking for?
I put on Facebook for all the Disney people, what are your favorite restaurants? Because I was planning a trip down there, and I wanted to reserve.
Hey, are they working outside of your house?
They are. Not on my house, though. I think it's on the neighbors.
All right.
I put a post on there saying, Disney people, what's your favorite dining spot?
Oh, because you've got the lifetime subscription now.
Yeah. That's right. The Walt.
And I wanted to make a dinner reservation for Friday, and I was looking, and I got a lot of good feedback, and then Rob got a hold of it with 25 just puns, whatever he could come up with. And then there'd be this break where he would run out of them, and then 5 minutes later, he's back.
Do you remember any of your hold on, before we get it, give me what you put on your post when you were looking for information. I'd like to or the gist of it.
Disney people, what is your favorite restaurant in the parks?
Okay, great.
It's very
okay.
simple and straightforward.
See, I'm wishing I was part. And you
Let's see, Flantasia.
That's it. That's it. I don't. All right,
well,
go
I
ahead.
Had another one I really liked too.
Okay,
Alice right. in Wonderbread. Snow White and the Seven Fishes.
Okay, all right.
No,
you can't.
Oh, and
be
Taco
Flantasia.
Bell, Belle.
Flantasia is
yeah,
my
it's great,
favorite.
Mike. If you want a custard, it's right in Tomorrowland.
Flantasia. That works for me. I love that one. If you're rooting for Britney Spears, well, aren't we all? We're all rooting for her, aren't we?
I love her. She's good people.
Well, this should come as a relief. Britney voluntarily entered rehab. Maybe with that, the way I pronounce voluntarily, maybe I should enter rehab. This is what happens when I don't drink on the weekend. Britney voluntarily entered rehab yesterday for drug and alcohol issues. This comes over a month after she got a DUI. At the time of her arrest, her rep said Britney planned to take the right steps to, quote, come up with an overdue needed plan to set her up for success.
Should we really be talking about this?
Leave Britney alone! Please! Leave Britney Spears
right
alone
now.
Right now! I mean it. Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me.
That's right. The great Chris Crocker, Mike.
Oh, Chris Crocker. Some people keep his memory alive. Britney previously went to rehab in 2007 during her custody battle with Kevin Federline in 2008. She was hospitalized twice for psychiatric evaluation that led to her conservatorship, which was lifted 13 years later in 2021. There she is. God bless her.
Do you know how they got her into rehab? They had a huge box with a stick on it, and a string was attached to the, and in there they put a gooey frap.
Yeah, she likes her. She likes her lattes or mochaccinos, whatever the hell they are. You know, one of my dream newscasts. We go from Britney to Justin. Justin Bieber.
Hey, look at you.
His first headlining set at Coachella left a lot of fans unsatisfied.
Oh, dear. How could
I
that
think we
be?
We should use this strategy for a live show.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I totally agree. Justin took the stage Saturday night with a very minimal effort, including a stripped-down set and a very low-key performance. He also spent a chunk of his set on a laptop, dialing up YouTube videos of himself to sing along to at Coachella.
That's nice. Hey. Think of the I guess they have good internet.
He took some the laptop people, out and basically just played clips of his music instead
good
of performing.
Lord. Some people enjoyed it, but one social media hater noted that Justin got paid $10 million to, quote, walk around this damn stage. Katy Perry was in the crowd. She hit up Coachella with her boyfriend, Justin Trudeau. And while she seemed to be enjoying herself, she may have also been doing a little trolling at the time. One of the videos she posted on Instagram shows Justin working intently on his computer, as we were just told, with the display visible behind him on a big screen. And Katy says, quote, thank God, this is funny, thank God he has premium. I don't want to see no ads. That's funny.
Well, but there were people that enjoyed it, Mike, and they all said the same thing. Nice Bieber.
Nice Bieber. What a dip. I mean, honestly, forever, right? Forever just
always.
Of touch and just thinks he's all that.
I think that he could have gotten away with that with one song and make it sort of like a gimmick.
Sure.
Because I think it's kind of funny, but don't do your whole show like that. Hire a band.
Mm-hmm. It's what happens when no one ever tells you no.
Yes, that's it. I mean,
when
being a star
off
forever.
That stage and was
Elvis,
still praised.
John Belushi, it's all the same.
It's very, very sad in a way, but we'll see what happens with his life. A new study just came out that says, on average, we spend $4,272 a year for one pet. Stretch that over a typical 12-year lifespan, and you're looking at more than $50,000 for one dog or one cat.
Yeah, worth it, though. Worth
it. Well,
No. It is.
That's before anything goes wrong, like when they eat your entire sock and it has to be cut
that's
out of
extra,
them.
That's extra, yeah.
It doesn't help that vet costs have jumped 43% in the last 5 years, like everything in America. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
That's why you need ASPCA pet insurance.
That's right. Perfect timing. It's gotten so bad.
How bad has it gotten?
It's gotten so bad, I saw a Rottweiler dipping his...
let's see. It's gotten so bad. 37% of pet owners are in debt because of their animals. And the study says it's hitting Gen Z the hardest. 46% of them are considering a petless lifestyle. Well, isn't that millennials, Gen Z? Aren't they considering an everythingless lifestyle?
Yeah, a childless, right? A joyless lifestyle.
Yes. Childless.
Yeah. I mean, come on. And by the way, good morning, Elizabeth. Good morning, Connor. Happy Monday.
We spend a lot of money on Sebastian and Linus, but it's mostly jewelry.
They look lovely, too.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. And the problem is, though, you know, I don't know why it is. I think it's the opposable thumb thing. The bracelets just always fall off.
I'm finding them everywhere in piles.
Terrible.
Yeah. Diarrhea. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. At least you're not using, real diamonds. A 33-year-old woman, finally, in Florida, her name, Lemunique Clark. Ordered from a Subway restaurant online a few weeks ago. And when she picked it up, she noticed that it had peppers on it. Ew, peppers.
Peppers.
She did not appreciate that. She went back inside to complain and asked for another sandwich. But they said that's how she ordered it, and they wouldn't redo it. Now, right there, I mean, before the rest of this story continues... I think regardless, you redo it, right? I mean, even if you think
at the very least, take the peppers off in the back room and bring it back out.
She went back inside, and Lemunique freaked out. She shoved the cash register and the printer off the counter. Then she reached into the cookie display, removed multiple trays of cookies, and threw them onto the floor, ruining 37 cookies.
The Otis Spunkmeyer cookies.
They counted. The police were called, and Lemunique didn't have much of a case because she used her full name on the order, and her tirade was caught on the security camera inside the store. She was charged with criminal mischief, and I only wish there was a pursuit. Then I could say that Lemunique is who they seek. That's all I have. That's a Monday. That's a Monday joke, everybody. Yes, siree. How was your weekend?
37 cookies.
All right, more stuff coming when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Shudabo. Listen up. I've got a delicious way to stay strong, healthy, and feeling great. Omaha Steaks. Fuel your routine with premium pre-portioned protein. Hey, I like that. Premium pre-portioned protein. Delivered right to your door. We're talking handcrafted USDA certified steaks, juicy gourmet burgers, plus chicken, pork, and more. Something for everyone. Right now, get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. That's a new code. Don't miss it. Why Omaha Steaks? Well, it's simple. They do beef right. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness, hand-cut by master butchers, and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and it shows in every bite. And honestly, nothing beats having a premium steak in your freezer ready to hit the grill anytime. Bring on the beef. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein straight to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. I see in the chat group some of the people talking about the Masters. I did not have the pleasure. I watched
about 20 minutes of it.
You know, I couldn't tell you. I know Rory won. That's it. That's all I know about it. And two in a row is a hell of an accomplishment. But at the same time, I don't know why, but the mojo gone a little bit for me for the Masters.
There's no fun to it.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't Rory, didn't he have to win because that's the only name people know?
Yeah, it's silly. It's getting to a point where a lot of these robots, and they're all robots now.
That's
nobody
the
does
problem.
Anything
I
different.
I kept thinking that, and I know that's your thing. They do. They look like robots. They don't show any emotion.
No.
And it's, you know what? And when you do that, good luck to the announcers. Jim Nance, one of the best in the business, he doesn't have anything to say because there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
And it then makes it even more embarrassing when they bring Kelsey and the other YouTubers all in the day before.
Was it close at all, or did it come down to any kind of exciting thing? I don't know. I didn't see any. I didn't even watch the highlights yet.
I think the 15 or 20 minutes I watched, he was up by 2 strokes, and he was on the 16th.
Okay, well then that's close enough to be to make.
Yeah, I mean it was a contest, but then also
1 stroke difference.
It was a good finish at least, right?
Yesterday was theoretically Ovi's last game. Home game with the Capitals.
Wow.
And that was a big deal.
That's when you know when you are there at the beginning and end of a career for and a great,
one hell
great
of a
athlete.
Career.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Oh, Alex Ovechkin.
So he would play again if they go to the playoffs, which is unlikely. They depend on one more win and other losses for them to make the playoffs. And we don't know if Ovi's coming back next year. But Robert was at the game at Capital One.
Oh, good for him. That's awesome.
He bought his tickets a long time ago, so they weren't really, really expensive. They were just really expensive.
Did they give him, like, the send-off and the round of applause or anything
They treated Robert just like any other guy.
That's awesome.
It was amazing at the end of the game.
Emotional, too, I would imagine, right?
And I was watching it. The entire arena goes dark, and they do the moving spotlights. And they bring out the 3 heroes of the game. Of course, Ovi is the number one hero.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the they were playing. Who's Sidney Crosby? That's the Penguins.
Sidney Crosby's a Penguin. Yeah.
Yeah. It was their 100th matchup. Crosby versus.
Is that
Ovi.
Who they played in the last home game? Pittsburgh.
And so after the game, the Penguins were like coming up to congratulate him, and Ovi just sort of waved him off.
No, you Russian machine.
This is about me.
Yes, you go away. Go away now. I come back, break skull.
But Robert's estimate is 7 to 10 minutes of nobody leaving their seat and just screaming their heads off. He said it was the most amazing thing he's ever seen. So
that's awesome.
So happy he was there.
Now, you on Friday or last week, you had said that you were in a way dreading the fact that you were going to be leaving the house for the first time after being a shut-in for 6 to 8 months. And but a family gathering motivated you to attend a wedding over the weekend.
And Carrie and I were talking. We said, this is our first wedding probably since I've been sober. It's been a long time, over 4 years since we've had a wedding. I'm at the age now, sadly, where funerals are much more common than weddings. Mm-hmm. So we went.
You know what? You shouldn't add age to yourself. That's something a 70-year-old would say, not somebody in their
50s. It's true, though.
But you just went to a wedding.
Yeah, just did.
Mike, when was your last wedding?
Boy.
Attending or as a participant?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't go to weddings anymore, really.
I don't think,
It had to be one of the kids. It had to be one of my nieces, nephews, maybe.
Oh, yeah, because you've got that generation coming around.
Yeah, I don't know. I will start off
with the most enthusiastic and lovely congratulations to my cousin, who I've always felt like a nephew because he's
cousins!
Considerably. Jeremy and his wife, Catherine, they had a stunning wedding. I have to give them 50 bonus points because even though it was in a Catholic church, no mass, no communion, they brought it in 40 minutes. And
you needed the time to drive to the reception.
Well, the reception
you thought it was going to be the full show.
Because Jeremy's dad was so Catholic. But we had some time to kill. So we went back to my mom's house, who lives real close to the church. And then we headed out to, Warrenton, Virginia, Mike, is where the reception was.
Did they have it at Poplar?
No, Ox or Black Fox or something like that.
Was it like out in the middle of nowhere?
Yes.
They might have changed the name. I'm just wondering what. Describe it to me.
It was a big antebellum looking mansion, and then the facility was adjacent to it. Big,
was it right off the main drag?
Yeah.
Okay,
it could be the same one.
I don't think so, no.
But we got there, and the weather could not have been better. I always root for people to have good weather at their weddings, and they had beautiful weather. They had a cocktail
That's where we differ.
Hey, look, tornadoes in the forecast.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Mike was seeding clouds. That was the wedding present. So they had a beautiful outdoor like reception when we got there with drinks and light hors d'oeuvre. And then we went into the hall where the actual reception was. And it's stunning. Big glass chandeliers, big, the whole thing's hardwood floors for dance floor. And this is the one problem I had with it. I mean, we had tears in the speeches. It was great. Jeremy and I had a nice moment because we've both lost our fathers recently, and we were able to talk about that, and I was telling him how proud I was of him and welcoming Catherine to the family. And then the DJ starts with his music.
Ken, before now, I have a clip of your speech.
Yeah. Oh, great. You got that speech?
Yeah, at the table. Whole crowd, just to the table. Right. Here we go. This is a quote from Rob's speech.
Right? I pooped myself one time.
Thank you.
Well, I was quoting the homily.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Father.
But the DJ was the same DJ who was doing the quaint outside cocktail party, and he had one of those, and I know Josh will know what I mean. I think it was a Bose. It's a single-column white speaker. It's maybe 6 feet tall, thin, and it's perfect for that environment. And then he moved it inside to a grand ballroom with huge ceilings and right angles everywhere. So that's what.
So being an audiophile, you were concerned with this.
Yeah, and he played the same 25 records during dinner that everyone always plays during dinner. You know, Bobby Darin, Frank Sinatra, and I said these sound like remakes, but they sound right. So I went over and like got closer to the speaker and listened. Mike, I've never heard this in a live presentation. The disc jockey had pitched up the records, probably 10% the way an old radio station would.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this...
To make it more fun and exciting.
Yeah, but I don't buy that. When you're playing the my father-daughter dance and it's What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong and it's like, sounds energetic. That's wrong.
Skies are blue. What a wonderful world.
I hope they didn't like practice that dance to get it nice and smooth.
Well, they're doing a simple foxtrot. No, right. I'm kidding.
We have another clip when Rob addressed the table. This is just somebody who's recording you for the entire service. But this is another clip from Rob Spiewak at his cousin's wedding.
Back in a moment, my dear. We have to expel some urine.
I actually skipped my Lasix that day. That's true. But then the disc jockey was playing fine music, just very fast. And then when it got to the speeches.
I feel bad for you. You're not drinking. So instead of talking to anybody, you are just sitting quietly, not saying anything to anybody. And you're staring and judging the disc jockey because you have nothing else. That's what you did.
Well, no, it was lovely, though. What's that?
Maybe you should start pitching everything up 10%. It'll bring some excitement to the show and get around that YouTube censorship.
I've been trying to get him to pitch it up for like 20 years. It hasn't worked. But you're sitting there. I can see you just sitting there. I can't drink.
And eventually Carrie just goes into her phone because that's what I'm talking about. And then the DJ does what I think is maybe the
Is Carrie literally on her phone at the wedding?
No, not at the wedding. Sometimes at
the
reception.
No, at the reception. Is she just sitting there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are the two of you just, was it a bad table?
No, it was a great table. I think we had the best table, and the food was great. It was
the rest
reception.
Of your table dancing, and you
well,
two just
I don't
left
know.
At the table
we,
alone.
We left.
Doesn't
right
it sound
as,
like that?
It really it does.
Right
yes.
as the disc jockey said, the dance floor is now open. That's when we left. We did not stick for day because we still had an hour ride home. So it was. We got home at like 8:30,
and that's the right time where you can sneak out and nobody notices.
Exactly. But the cardinal sin the DJ did, he did not change the battery on the wireless mic before the toast started, and there was static, and there were dropouts, and when my cousin Maria,
so he was used in StreamYard.
Yes.
So really, you. The whole thing is that. I think in years past you would have a more festive time at a wedding probably. You didn't solve the equation of like did you enjoy yourself a little bit?
I had a blast. Anytime I can get my family together like that, it's a blast. But it also there was a small part of me. I didn't feel like I wanted to drink. They had a great full bar, top Good. Shelf liquor. I did notice that. I'm just with the watering mouth. But the The one thing is that when I saw her family against, not against, but with our family,
yeah,
we have much less representation than we used to, and that's really tragic. And so anytime I get together with everybody, it's awesome. I had a really, really good time until the disc jockey ruined it for everybody.
Wow, was it really that bad?
Who
was
knows? I didn't leave after the dance floor was open, and Mike, no parking on the dance floor.
But we are different. We're that a DJ will bother us. I've had to leave many churches because I couldn't handle the way it was mixed. So I understand that. But my question is, did anyone else notice? Or was it just you that noticed the DJ was off?
All my cousins noticed right away. And the song that did it is because my Uncle Dana, all of his kids love Billy Joel. It's sort of a trend that he instilled in them. And so when they played Just the Way You Are, and again, it's played like a light foxtrot, they say, that's too fast. And then they all come to me and it's like, Rob... Or they call me, Robbie, why would he play the records too fast? And then I had to explain 1960s radio to them, and that if you do that, then your competitor is going to sound like they drag. And they looked at me and
did anybody have a little too much fun? Because I would think, are you sensitive to that now that you don't drink? Are you sensitive to people getting loaded?
It was fun that there was a very young contingent there that was using the bar and having a great time. Mm-hmm. And I actually like seeing that. A happy wedding is the greatest. But I will say this, not drinking meant that I did not go to the photo booth and take wacky pictures with signs and hats.
Oh, they had a photo booth.
Well, very cool. Yeah. Our family was the second to hit it. My Aunt Lina loved
it. But you and Carrie didn't do it.
I think Carrie did one.
But not you.
No, I'm not going to do that BS.
So that means no gummies also then?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Well, sounds like a pretty good time.
It was actually, you know what? All told, the wedding, 9.5 out of 10. And Jeremy, I love you very much. And Catherine, welcome to the family.
We have a clip from the last wedding that Rob was at.
Oh, great, great.
This is when you were leaving.
Yeah. Mike. Sadly, you mislabeled that tape. That's leaving the TMOS Christmas party. And
yay!
That's true.
All right. We'll come back. It's a health news time with Josh Soroka to find out what's happening with him. We'll do that when we come back on the show. Hey, fudge cutters. Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last 5, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. You know, as far as TV shows, when they make a movie out of a hit television show, it always seems to miss. Peaky Blinders, no exception, the movie that I finally watched.
Did it feel like a cash grab?
It felt very much like a cash grab.
I thought it was supposed to be like a rebuild, like a reboot to then lead into a show.
Maybe it could be. Certainly has the possibility. Killian Murphy is, I'm not going to give you spoiler alerts for this because people might not have seen it yet, but it always seems like, the whole cast doesn't return. Some people are there and they have to write around their death and all.
Always
blah, blah,
awkward.
Blah.
Yeah.
And it's awkward. And it just kind of was, not as quality as the show was. It's almost like they rush it and they're having a problem with it. So
you know what? They probably have all the sets still built and everything, so they probably want to use it before they strike the set.
Go ahead.
Bigger and better than a TV show, or was this this was just a TV first four episodes of a TV show?
I think they just they knocked it out. and they wanted to wrap things up. And
they did the same thing with Downton Abbey. They did two movies after that that weren't any good.
That both sucked.
The only exception is Return to Mayberry.
Fantastic.
Really great.
Really great film. I will say this. I think the record for cigarette smoking on any platform, movie or television, I think that has to be held by Peaky Blinders. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about health and Josh. And Josh, not only are you still traveling, but you're traveling with maybe your blood pressure in control. Are you doing okay with that?
I shared, I think, a month ago that I've been dealing with high blood pressure to the point that the doctor told me to buy a cuff, a blood pressure cuff, and take my blood pressure every day. And
is that exactly how the doctor said it?
Well, I was about to say cuff link, and I realized that's not the right word.
Cuff is acceptable.
This thing.
Yes. Yes.
I believe it's called a cuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes around
my arm. Is it electronic?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Yes. Not a difficult question.
Yeah, I don't have to pump it.
You have to pray on it, Mike.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have Kelly like take your pulse and then you go.
So
they still do it that way some places, right? They still do it the old-fashioned way.
No, they do it every time I go to the doctors. They do it the old-fashioned way to make sure the digital one matches.
Okay.
So they would do both.
All right.
So they put me on blood pressure medicine about a month ago. And my blood pressure was like 160s, maybe 159 if I was lucky. I'd get it down into the 50s. And so they put me on blood pressure medicine.
What was your lower number? I know they focus on the upper, but I mean the lower matters as well.
Hold on. Does anybody know what is what and what it really means?
120 over 80 is ideal.
Yeah, right. But everybody knows that, dummy. I'm not saying that.
Well, what do you mean, dummy? You asked what it means.
It's like nobody. I know 120 over 80. I know the numbers, but what do the num? What is it? I mean,
one of them is your pressure while the heart is beating, and the other is the pressure when the heart is at rest.
A thump, not thump.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
That's close. That's better, I suppose. I wouldn't even have that information.
On March 11th, I was 163. Over 111.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's not great. Stroke numbers.
Yeah.
So they put me on medicine, and then magically it did nothing for a month.
Okay. So
I went on Monday, and they changed my medicine again. So now I'm on a new medicine, much higher dosage of my medicine, and this morning I got to 128 over 86.
That's really good.
That's the best I've been all year.
Do you feel better with that?
I feel better, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I can noticeably feel a difference.
The blood pressure medicine they gave you, is that the one that's made by Soul?
The Soul one. I've been self-medicating with Soul for months to deal with.
So when you're talking about how it feels compared to like when your blood pressure is right, because I've never had high blood pressure, so I don't know the answer to this as far as what does it feel like when it's really high?
Lightheaded, exhausted, and almost like I can feel tension in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything's tight.
Now, years ago, oddly enough, I had it when I was in my 30s, my early 30s. I had a problem with high blood pressure, and I also felt that the I was on a very, very short period of time medication, and it helped me. When I wasn't on medication, I walked around with a full boner all the time.
All the time, yeah. But that's great pressure. It really is.
No, it's not. Not when you're going grocery shopping, it's not.
Well, what? I mean, in the proper situation, it's very impressive.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the proper situation. There's nothing I could do about it. I said, I would walk by the produce section, and say to these people that are staring at me, I said, I have high blood pressure. I'm sorry.
Hug me.
How about a hug? Oh, I know what I wanted to share with you. I think I saw Jay Moore recounting this story that apparently made circles with a bunch of comedians. There was an older comedian that used to do it, and now comedians around the comedy circuits do it. And it's supposed to be done in a public restroom, and this comedian did it, and then everybody started doing it. And you walk into one of those public restrooms where they have barriers between the urinals.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And every time you walk in, if there's another person next to you, you look over to him and you tap the thing and goes, "Don't you hate these?"
That's great.
Oh my God, that's funny. I cannot wait to do that. I'm going to do it at a golf tournament. I know. It's like, "Don't you hate these things?"
Yeah. And the guy on the other side is Jack Nicklaus.
It's just fun. Fun. So you're feeling good. So this is a good health report.
Yeah, that is good. I love it.
Well, drive to D.C. then. Drive up to Washington when you're going up there for whatever reason. I don't know.
I got my flight booked to go up next week.
Is that the show? Is that the show Chad's doing?
Yeah. That's when I got to go up and take an IQ test and see how I compete against Chad's group of guys.
Good. Would you like to give the show a plug? Josh is going to be in Washington, D.C. Give him a plug.
Yeah, it's a Chad Duke show, live show, and beer release. It's me and two other guys take an IQ test to see how we compare to some guys that already took it. Hopefully I do a lot better than all of them. It is April 25th, I believe. It's a week from Saturday.
Okay,
Saturday it is afternoon. April 25th. I will actually be there,
Fairwinds
too.
Brewery. Rob's going to come hang out as well.
Yeah, but no IQ test as far as I know.
All right. Are you going to be on stage?
I think I might just be there for a wave.
Okay. All right.
But
all right.
Josh is the star.
Oh, look at him. Yeah. He's getting hinky. He's thinking.
There's been no conversations with Rob to be involved in anything but come hang out with me.
Okay. All right. All right. Good. Well, have fun, you two.
You want to come up?
Sure.
No, I was already invited.
Oh, that's nice.
I just couldn't make it on time. That's interesting.
I imagine.
Take your blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I would think if my test goes really bad, the people might want Rob's reaction.
Okay.
So I think that might be a reason to get Rob up.
All right. Are they going to pay you?
They're paying me in beer.
No, you don't drink anymore.
That's right.
Oh, I'm going up and doing some producer work as well.
Okay. Right. So, just checking.
I'm getting paid.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm getting out of the house.
All right, thanks for sharing. Anyhow, so the health is doing well, huh?
My health is doing great.
Well, it's got kind of awkward in here.
How's your reaction time?
Well, I wasn't sure. This segment has gone all over the place, so I wasn't sure if he was going to your health or my health at this point. My health is doing great.
Mine is fine too, although my hands look old.
I skipped my blood pressure medicine over the weekend.
You know, I would like to compliment Rob and Josh on their, really making this show sing. When the awkward moments come, though, I have two of the worst broadcasters known to mankind. I truly, because it doesn't, silence doesn't work in those. So you gotta power through and come up with the fact that I was unaware that Rob was going to be appearing at the show that I had given you a hard no to. That's all. That's a
tendon. He is a tendon.
Okay. All right. Just we'll discuss that after the show. Anyway, that should be interesting. I think it'll be fun. Do you have beautiful video for us since you're not going to speak now?
I do have beautiful video.
Okay, very good. Let's take a break and we'll get some beautiful video. That's wonderful. You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now, they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy! Bleh! Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMO. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are very,
hey, I
very...
like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Let's get right to the video.
I'm sorry I jumped the gun there. Mike, there's a band called The Cockroaches. They've come out with an record, and it is only available on vinyl, sort of an obscure thing. Tell me if you like their sound or if they have a future, okay? Definitely bluesy, but...
Do they sing?
Yeah, coming up. Not a fan?
Well, no, I mean, why did you play it?
Because it's actually the Rolling Stones just released a record under an assumed name. That's the Rolling Stones.
Why do the vocals sound so far away?
Well, one reason is...
I mean, I really didn't like it. It was my automatic reaction. It was just strange.
They want to cover up the voice.
Probably because they're 80 now, right?
Well, yeah, but also because it's not a digital release, the only available copy I could find is someone with his phone recording off of his record player. So it doesn't necessarily sound exactly like that. I'm in favor of it. I hope it comes out in a longer format because they did an album 4 years ago called Black and Blue, which was all blues stuff that they recorded in like 2 days, and it sounded more like the band has ever sounded like the band. So I hope this is a good trend for them, but I think it's funny that they did it sort of secretly.
Yeah, and I mean, I was listening to it, and it was the musicianship was solid. The riff is kind of unoriginal, right?
Very
unoriginal. It's got a standard bluesy, and then the vocals sound like they're in somebody's the back of somebody's garage. I think Josh is right. They do it to cover the vocals. That's what it sounds like to me. That's interesting.
Really, to me, the Stones haven't been the Stones since Charlie Watts died. I think he was the soul of the band.
I mean, you know what? I mad respect for guys that keep chugging. I mean, I'm still doing it. And, back in the day, nobody was doing it past 65. They've been doing it for a very, very long time. But I don't know. Somehow it just leaves me cold on it a little bit. Yeah. I don't understand it.
And the gimmick of just a single on vinyl and you can't find it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. It's just weird.
Yeah,
it's
like, the whole thing seems forced.
Build up hype for Rolling Stones, not for this
project. I don't know which is more uncomfortable for me, this or the Peaky Blinders movie that I was so disappointed with.
And I'm being corrected. I'm getting a dressing down in the room. It was Blue and Lonesome was the record I was thinking of, not Black and Blue. Black and Blue is much older.
Yeah,
Mike, I hate that we've been hoodwinked. You've been hoodwinked. I've been hoodwinked. Even Josh maybe a little has been hoodwinked.
Okay.
Remember the McDonald's CEO that took the dainty bite of the Golden Arch burger?
Yeah, it was horrible. He got eviscerated for that. Yep. I mean, it was bad PR.
Well, now here he is. I believe it's the New York Times interviewing him, and he takes a dainty bite of a McNugget.
Advice for somebody to how to eat on camera?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing is just dive right in.
Who's that?
I'm looking forward to taking
from
a nice
bite. From the Wall Street Journal.
This chicken nugget.
Oh, God, stop eating.
A little weird.
Stop eating on camera. God,
it's done on purpose.
Oh,
we've been hoodwinked. Yeah, of course.
It has to be, because the first one got so much good PR making fun of him that he's back for more.
All right, let's look at it again. First of all, I couldn't get by the cultivated look of the nerdnik that the WSJ reporter
had. It's what we call a Wall Street Journal dandy.
Yeah, let's take a look.
All right, here we go.
Show me again.
Advice for somebody to how to eat on camera?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing is just dive right in. So I'm looking forward to taking a nice bite out this chicken nugget.
It's a little weird to watch each other eat.
Yeah, well.
And then they kissed.
All right, here's the problem.
Yeah.
You got two dorks.
Yes.
That don't have a comedy bone in their body, it looks like, right?
Mm.
They could be on, absolutely. It just, this is unrewarding. This is
meaningless.
It does it because they're not capable of doing it. Yeah, and you got to go for it more, right? You really have to do that,
That's the problem. The first one went off so viral that they're trying to follow it up.
All right, would you like a comedy? Can I be a comedy consultant here?
Please, yes.
All right, here's the funny. This is the funny. You say, you got a lot of crap for the way you ate that burger. He said, well, I've changed things around. You put five of them in your hand and you shove them all into your mouth.
Exactly.
With food falling out. Then I'm laughing. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do it. They're not, by the way, and also you're believing your own press, which is terrible when you do it like that. So if you shove them all into your mouth, that's funny. That would make me laugh.
It's not his right to control this narrative because he's already screwed it up.
Amen. I agree with you.
And also, after the nugget shove, the reporter is shirtless, but still wearing a bow tie. Mike, everyone loves a patriot. And is there anything more patriotic than Camden Yards? And when they do the, I don't know if every team does this, but they do the national anthem before every game. Did you know that?
I had no idea. What a novel idea. What an interesting concept that is. That's fantastic.
And when you do it, I mean, you sometimes look for curveballs. Sometimes you get a musician that plays an instrument. Sometimes you get a soprano. Sometimes you get a baritone. But this is
soprano.
One. Sure. Right. Like Tony.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, is the come on, get out of here. Yeah,
okay, yeah. And if he wasn't in character,
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light, Robert? Could you get my coat, please? Thank you.
So they did this, and we may have seen this before, but it merits another look. And I think this guy's missed a step.
Time whistling champion and member of the Whistling Hall of Fame, Chris Ullman, who will now honor our nation with his rendition of our Star-Spangled Banner.
Okay. Whoops.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. As soon as he does that... Wait a minute. No. If you blow it...
He's in
the
Hall of Fame.
You blow it on the second note, you're not allowed... If that's all you're getting... Yeah, it has to be flawless, am I right?
I agree, and also, don't get fancy if you can't carry the load.
We can only accept perfection.
That's all. To be fair, he also did it last year, and I think he was flawless last year.
Okay, yeah, that's a shame.
So they brought him back a second
time. Is this an Orioles guy, right? This is from another... Okay. All right. It's sad.
He said the problem was the 2 pounds of peanuts he shelled and ate before he whistled.
Fun.
Mike, let's close with this. I've always been fascinated by the bighorn sheep. This is not only a powerful animal, but an animal with a temper. And if you're in an area that has bighorn sheep wandering around, you may want to make sure your insurance is up to date. So there's like a deer over to the left of the house there, and the bighorn sheep is going back on. Oh, you can hear him on the deck, and he sees himself in this window.
Is he going to butt it?
He's going to growl at it first.
Oh, this is great. Oh, that's where they do, where they pause.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope we're not disappointed here. Oh, he's growling again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play back for the whole thing. I don't mind watching the. I don't mind the whole way.
You know what? I love the fact that he takes his time. I think that's part of the magic.
That's funny. This is great. That's him hitting the window, people. Audio people. Wish you were getting the video today. Wait for it. He's staring at his reflection. He's looking right. He's looking left.
I'm glad it was safety glass or something.
That's
the bighorn sheep.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. And we should have plugged the Super Chats. Damn it, I forgot to plug the Super Chats.
Well, tomorrow is Super Chat Tuesday.
Super Chat Tuesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll think of something whorish. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Josh Roque and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Call my wife.
Calling UK Wildlife.
Voice assistant's not working for you. BlackRock Investment Trust has a lot working for you. Get to know them at BlackRock.com. Capital at risk. Marketing material. BlackRock Investment Management UK Limited. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.